Shmaitzer Shir, Sunday night, Oral of Zion Tevis, I believe. Okay, let's once and for all learn the whole Perek Yudalid, finish Perek Yudalid, even though I keep on going off on tangents in my reminiscing of my life on a Besdin. I go off on tangents and reminiscing. So, we have there, really, in Jewish society, it's really... Again, when I grew up, even my exposure to Goyish culture through television and just newspapers and this, when I grew up, a Pnuya, a Muberes Pnuya, was a scandal. It was a scandal. And it's not like that anymore. It's not like that at all anymore. I don't know about Eretz Yisrael. I'm not aware of the culture here because of the Hebrew gap. But and certainly in the whole world, even in America for sure, it's not a scandal anymore. There was a famous thing, there was a television show, I forgot what it was called, but we'll talk about it later. So for the first time, like in prime time, a famous show, there was a single mother. And Vice President Agnew, Nixon, in the days of Nixon, so Agnew, they spoke about it. So everybody made fun of him for speaking about a fictional character. But the truth is, he was 100% right, because what do you mean a fictional character? That's the culture of America. The television is in everyone's house and everyone's watching it. And that's mamish. It sets the values and the mores of society probably more powerfully than anything else. Probably more powerfully than anything else.
It's gone straight downhill.
When you see it on television, it's different than when you read about it in a newspaper. You know, you read about it, it doesn't affect you the same way. I think the Vietnam, I'll give a little sociology lesson there. The Vietnam War evoked, again, I don't know how old you guys are. You ever hear of Vietnam?
And Korea? Sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah. I'm over 50.
The Vietnam War.
Don't bet on it.
The Vietnam War, which together with the Beatles, really, I'm being serious, which together with the Beatles, mamish b'mahapech, the whole American culture and the male of the worlds, the Western world. So it was protests in the street. And it was crazy. The whole country was on fire. It was, to my mind, it was certainly because it was brought into the living room on television. You saw the body bags coming home, and you saw the spokesman on TV, and you saw the protests, and you saw the country like on fire. Could be in Eretz Yisrael too, starting from the Lebanon War. That's why the lefties are able to have such an effect. That's because they're on television, and television full of lefties, even though they fired now everybody. The guy, the Likud guy in charge, fired the whole IBA, it's called?
IBA. Yeah.
He fired the whole top brass of the IBA, all the lefties. Don't you guys read the newspapers?
I don't understand.
I don't either, but this was big news. This was big, big news. And he said, very good. He said, look, the voters voted for us. We won the election. So we're going to put in our people. The truth is, even in Begin, the first mapecha in Israeli politics, when Begin won the election, that was the first time in the history of the country that that labor lost. That was his mistake. I mean, in retrospect, Begin was a very good person. I mean, he was almost, I don't know if it was from his daughter said, he was Shema Shabbos. By when he sat Shiva and people came to be Menachem Mendel, she said he kept Harris from Mishpacha and he kept Shabbos. She said on her father. He certainly had tremendous Kovet Chachamim. He was a Jewish person. His mistake, he made mistakes. I mean, you know how to say that, he made mistakes. So one of his mistakes was he never, the infrastructure of the lefties in the media, he never got rid of them. He left them in place. turned out it's a big mistake. But anyway, now, so now he was the last prime minister to say that Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. Even Shamir, that followed him, only talked about security. You need it for security. Didn't talk about that it belongs to us, it's ours. Begin was the last one. Anyway, Begin and Reagan. Okay, anyway, where was I? So television, yes, they had big tightness on him. They made fun of him. They made fun of him for attacking a fictional character. But he was very right, because television makes a huge, huge difference. I was just reading, I don't want to say what, but I saw an essay by someone. So they say, well, Anthony Weiner, you know, everybody knows what happened with Anthony Weiner.
Brooklyn Councilman.
What?
Brooklyn Councilman.
Yeah. Do you know?
I'm not from
New
York.
He was in Brooklyn.
There was some scandal.
That guy who did that.
He had to quit because of a scandal.
It was the anti-corruption guy who got corrupt.
They caught that he was sending pictures to girls. Enough said.
So one got caught, they all do it. Only one got caught.
Yeah, so he got caught. And he got caught. Yeah, he got caught. And he had to resign. So the essay I read was saying, like, why did he have to resign? Other congressmen were caught much, much worse things. Mm-hmm. Much worse. This is, like, already called innocent, sending pictures and maneuverable messages. But so he said, because the picture, the image, that is on television. The other things you read about, it never looked... You don't get so riled up when you read about it. And when something's on television or there's images and pictures, then it riles people up much more. Anyways, I don't think Vice President Agnew, he was the Vice President of Nixon until he had to resign. Because they caught him his taxes something. They caught him cheating or something.
Embezzlement,
whatever it was. But anyway, so my point is that in I'm trying to make a point that in the Gemara, a Pnuya Shezinsa is a very big deal. It's a very big deal. I don't know about you people.
It's not like the rice of Issa, right?
It doesn't matter, but it's a big deal. You see Chazal made a... Right away, there's a Chashash Mamzeris. We don't know who it is. You see, it's...
Serious business.
It's... I think one of Feiglin's tainus even writes it up. That the tax system in Eretz Yisrael makes it more kedai to be a single mother than married. Because people get divorced and live with each other
in order
to save money.
They're taking
save money.
After the U.S. The U.S. is the same way now.
It is?
Yeah.
It used to be always marriage had an automatic tax.
And the U.S. now pays more to be married to the same sex.
When you're on Social Security, actually there's a detriment if you're actually married. It's only advantageous if one person ever worked.
Anyway, so Pnuya Shezinsa is like a big deal. And the Chazal treated it like a big deal, and right away, you don't know who the husband is. So they made the Rabbanon a Chashash Mamzerus. I'm not even so sure it's wrong to say that they knew that it's pretty far-fetched that the kids are Mamzer. But they wanted to ostracize the person from society, and they should weigh the consequences of what they're doing heavy duty. Not stop.
Today it's like nothing. It's like nothing. I mean,
I yeah, but you've got to play the other side of the fence too. I'm not obviously I'm not arguing with Chazal at all. However, but if a woman is raped and she ends up having what's she supposed to do with the kid?
That's honest. That's a different case.
That would be like low plug. I'm suggesting that I'm suggesting that the Chomer was to be Monea such activity. You're right. If the Nena, she has a problem. In fact, she has a bigger problem, because if the Heter of Rabbi Gamliel is based on Isha Mazana, Baidekas Umazana, that she's careful when she chooses a partner. You obviously don't have that with Nensa.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, Nensa's always a bigger problem. Even Halacha Lamaisa, if you have a, Halacha Lamaisa, down to, again, I'm remembering cases that came to the best of it.
Uh-huh.
If it was a case of rape, it was always a much bigger problem. Okay, it's complicated. You make a rove, it's rove goyim. I said, listen, ironically, goyim are ksherim. When it comes to mamzeris, goyim are ksherim. So your rove goyim are a godsend. It's like Baruch Hashem.
What does it mean, rove goyim by shivuya? I mean, that means there's some Jews there too.
There we're talking the kahuna, so then goyim apsulim.
Yeah, but is
I'm talking mamzeris.
No, I understand. I'm just one.
It's kopsulim.
Wrapped up.
Kopsulim.
I know, but
right
it's called ropsulim. That's why in the Gemara.
It's really kopsulim.
Yeah, that's okay.
You want to know why it's only robe? That's the loss in robe.
Oh, that's it.
It's really kopsulim. The cook was Jewish. Anyway, I got onto this rant because I always thought it looked a little strange till I realized Pnuyas is a big deal. Not a pusher to think. And it was in my lifetime, it was a big deal by the Goyim, too. It was a scandal, at least. It was hushed up.
Until about the 70s.
Yeah. The vice is, Agnew was right. I think this person on television, a very popular sitcom. Called very popular sitcom. Everybody watched it, and then she became a single mother. It was a scandal, but then it became accepted. Just like Nebuch Mishka Zohar. Now it's unbelievable how Mishka Zohar, in the space of a year, or maybe 2 years, went in America from being something you didn't even talk about. It was embarrassing to just talk
it's
about
considered
it.
Considered abnormal.
It was even
now in like
states.
10 states, they get married, Ksuma and everything. That's crazy. She gone. Like in 2 years, look how society could just adapt, deviant.
What happens when the society doesn't believe in Hashem?
How quickly it can change its mores, its values. It's frightening.
The end of suffering is really amongst
democracy, and this is my personal rant for a second. Democracy is actually the largest enemy of religion. Okay, because you can vote what Hashem has commanded. You know, pick and choose. By popular vote, you can override anything that Hashem has given us in the Torah.
So you have to structure the rules. The Torah has to be like the Constitution. That can't change. Unless you make a constitutional convention. But the Constitution, you can't change. Either way, the judges can rule a law unconstitutional. So by us, they'll rule the law anti-Torah. The Torah is the Constitution. And he could pass laws.
We heard about Rabbi Eicher in the Knesset. When one of the girls up there said, in the big speech, the whole Knesset, she says that, do we have to decide, is this going to be a democracy or is this going to be a Jewish country? And he had a copy of the Tanakh. He held it up and said, this is the law book for every Jew.
Big talk. What does he do about it?
He works hard. He works hard.
I have my opinions about that. I'm sure he works hard.
No, I mean he works hard for his type.
How?
How?
He tries. Give me one example.
Oh, I have to look up my thing, but he
gets money for his yeshivas.
No, he
takes money for his
yeshivas. No, he does.
Maybe I run for prime minister.
He's one of the only ones.
You weren't born in Hawaii?
No. Chicago.
Too bad. You're Muslim?
Not for sure.
Okay.
So the head of the IDF, who's the new guy? Yeah. He said the Supreme. He said the Supreme, talking about the soldiers that didn't want to listen to the women sing. He said, we'll try to accommodate, a friend of so-and-so, you know, but if there's a conflict, the envoy of the commanding officer overrides any law, any Jewish law, any halakha. So I hold, now it becomes a gzeiras shmad. And if they tell you in the army even to touch muktza, I hold it's your harag val yavar. Now that he made such a declaration, I hold everything becomes your harag val yavar. If someone makes a declaration
against the
against that, that we
Shabbos,
what?
Kol Shabbos.
Yeah, I hold everything becomes your harag val yavar once he made such a declaration. I don't know who else, if anybody agrees with me, but to me it's very mistabra. You're in a system where they can punish you. It's like a dictatorship. You're in the army. You have to listen to them. And they declare that they are their word. I mean, it was always like that, but they, I never heard such a, like, a clear declaration saying it befeirish. That we, you saw it by Gush Katif, where so many soldiers in Rabbonim also refused to be Masarei Pekudah. They really, really showed their colors there.
But even the Goyim recognized conscience, like at Mile, in Vietnam, remember Mile? Milai, what it was called? Right? And they had a whole thing, because this lieutenant shot dead all these Vietnamese, and they said, you know, where's your conscience? Why did you following orders?
Yeah, okay. Okay, good.
The enemy is defined as the enemy.
Very good. We're the enemy. The last couple of weeks, we're the enemy.
Really.
Okay, so we had a little sociology lesson here, a little ranting. Everybody got things off their chest. So, Pnuyas is in, so we have a machlekes on Gamliel and Rabbi Shua about Harna and Monos. In other words, we assume the worst. We assume the kids are Mamzer. Or, really, the name for this is Shtuki. Shtuki. And when you learn Kiddushin, the 10th Perek, so the category of Yichus that this has is called a Shtuki. The word Shtuki is the kid says, hey, Mom, you know, who's my papa? She goes, Sha. That's what it says, that's what the word says. It goes Shtuki, and he says, Sha, when he asks his father, she goes, Sha. And then Abishol, are you carrying a Shtuki Baduki? That's a famous line of Gemara. Baduki means you ask the mother who the father was. So the Gemara says, because Abishol holds a Rabbi Gamliel. Our Rabbi Gamliel, that holds she's never to say who the father is. So that's why he called the Shtuki a Baduki. Shtuki Baduki.
There's no chiluk between Psul Kuna and the Mamzer?
Legabe the Machlekes from Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, correct.
It seems like such a huge difference. Okay.
Well, the Mishnah itself discusses both extremes. She's saying Ish Ploini v'Koyenu, and it doesn't really mean v'Koyenu. It means that his bia does not make me unfit for kahuna, or the child, any child that would be born, is okay for kahuna. Ish Ploini v'Koyenu. And then Rabbi Gamliel says Ne'amenes, so she's Ne'aman and she's even kosher to kahuna. Rabbi Shua goes to the opposite extreme and says, Arezu b'cheskos b'ula l'nosim l'mamzer, that the kid is even posel ovei b'kol. She doesn't become posel ovei b'kol.
Her posel
is only to a koyah. A person doesn't become posel ovei b'kol in the middle of their lives.
Why not to a married man? What happened to that? You should have been a married man to the kid's body. What happened? Like, we don't even consider that.
Why do you say that?
It seems like the only one considers the identity
maybe,
of...
Maybe according to Bashur, we do consider it. He says, Arezu b'cheskos b'ulu l'nosim l'mamzer. You assume the kid's a mamzer or a nosim.
But that's because she lived with a nati and a mamzer, no?
Yeah, but maybe because she lived, maybe... What are you talking about? She's a pruya.
I know, yeah, I know. No, but so, if she... Oh, well, so if she lives with a married man, it doesn't matter. Oh, I forgot. We're on the other side. Right.
No, you didn't forget.
Hadras Nashi.
Hadarat, hadarat.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Madir, madir asishto. So more, like
oh, is that the lesson?
Yeah, the lesson is madir asishto, hadarat.
I couldn't forget what the time is.
Okay, so Rabbi Gamliel says she's believed, and Rishon says she's not believed. And there's a case of the Mishnah of Medaberes and a case of Mu'uberes. Mu'uberes, obviously, we know there was a Bia. We know there was a Bia. So there's no Migu that she can say Lo Nivalti. We know there was a Bia. And still you have the Machlokas, the Reisha, and you have to deal with the child. We have a machlokas on my row, on the machshir bo, machshir bebito, on the machshir bo, poison bebito. A big part of Rabbi Gamliel's heter is the cheskas heter. Rabbi Gamliel has a few factors. That's why these gemaras are so complicated. It was over a stretch of, it's like the end of Hamadir, really, that we saw. What makes it so complicated and so confusing, I should say, not so complicated, but maybe so confusing, that over the space of a blot Gemara, the Gemara could give 2-3 reasons for someone's din. Like in Rama Gamliel, you have the Cheskas Kashrus, you have Har Bori, and you have the Chazaka Isha Mazana, Bedekas Mazana. We have such a Chazaka of human nature. So it makes it very confusing. You don't know what's the main thing, what's the support, what's the main, what is it based on. It's very confusing. So here also, you start off, so...
What is the Cheskas Kashrus? How does that work? Because that she's...
Cheskas Kashrus, you know, that we allow that to...
For the kid or for her?
Kid doesn't have a Cheskas Kashrus.
She
was always assumed to... She had the chazaka status quo situation of being mutter to a kohen.
So she still is.
So we say she still is. So Cheskas Kashrus l'kahuna.
But the child never
the child
had.
Child never had. You're talking about from its very inception. From its birth. So you have a machlokas amaron, man the machshava machshava bita, man the machshava poisel bita, and that machlokas is assuming that a main reason for Rama Gamliel is the Cheskas Kashrus. And then the deal is, could the daughter borrow the Cheskas Kashrus of the mother? The daughter has no Cheskas. So there's all sorts of talk in the Achronim, what exactly the Shaila is, and why it is a Mandiomer, that it is good. Some say it is good because the Bari is good enough, you don't need Cheskas Kashrus. Some say...
Somebody seems to have his line. His trail.
What line what?
No, his trail through all the things the Rav is mentioning now.
He just brings down Gemaras. I'm going over to Gemaras too.
No, but he over here he seems to say it's pretty... You
know, okay.
Yeah.
Then the Gemara brings down Yeshua, sort of compares it to a Shvuya Shanishbeis, where we don't know she was Nival, but we assume she was Nival because she's under the control of the Goyim. And it's also Roy Psulim, and there's a Dinder Abona that she's possible to Kahuna. And if she says Tahorani, she's not believed. She says nothing happened, she's not believed. But that's where Bishua brings Uriah from there. So there's a whole confusion exactly what the Brisa means. Obviously, how can you bring Uriah to Mu'uberes? No, Mu'uberes is good, we know she was Nival, but the Shvuya, we don't know she was Nival, so the Gemara ends up saying, because they had them under control, so we know she was Nival. Just at the end of the day, Rabbi Yeshua brings Uriah from Shvuya, and the question is, and then the Gemara says, how can you bring Uriah from Shvuya? It's all Psulin. The Gemara says, man, this is important, man the machsha, machsha b'roi Psulin, man the poisel, poisel b'roi Ksherim. That they don't follow a Rabbi Shua. Rove is not a factor here. I'm not sure why. Maybe we're dealing with a Drabonon. So, Manda Machshir, Machshir. Yeah, Manda Poison Poison. The question is, the Gemara seems to accept the Tushtal between Mu'uberes, where we know she was Nival, with the Shvuya. The Gemara accepts that it's a Tushtal. Accepting it's a Tushtal is saying Rabbi Gamliel changed his mind. right? Except that the Truestell is saying that she's not Naaman, just like by the Shvuyah, she's not Naaman. So Tosfos says Rabbi Gamliel was never accepted, never gave in, and he held, and that's what he brings in the idea of Isha Mazana, but Dekos Mazana, which by the Shvuyah she didn't have a chance to do. Okay, we'll start with the Kaimel and Hilchot of Kama Gamliel. I hope it starts a paragraph.
Uh-huh.
It's towards the end, really, of the paragraph. Everybody have it, maybe? The Kaimel on in Ebenezer. We pass in Hilchot of Kama Gamliel, and as I always say, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. There's so many previous instances now. It's a problem enough even after we pass on Rabbi Gamliel that you have to come to Bezdin. How does she know the guy's a kosher? What does she have to say exactly? Let's say she has no idea if the guy's a kosher or not. But she can identify the guy. And is that good enough? And we assume that he's kosher lacuna. We have no reason to say he's not. It takes a puzzle to be it to puzzle a lady for kahuna. It takes someone to toss her to her.
Would the baby ever take out, let's say he's a Kohen, would the baby be a Kohen?
Yeah, but how would we know? No one.
Meaning if she's Nehmenes, is she Nehmenes to say?
No, she's not Nehmenes to be machzik the child as a Kohen.
So any pnuya, like nowadays,
she is not Naaman to be machzik the child as a kohen.
So like
she was not Naaman.
Hanui na pnuya.
Even today,
the father has a Naaman. Say it's my child.
The father could say it.
Yeah, but then you have a problem if they're not married. You have a problem. Maybe she was designed with someone else. Also.
DNA that's, would be able to prove that.
The DNA
though.
Comes in, and the child is to what degree? Are the Poiske Hador ready to accept DNA? We talked about it last week. DNA tells you 100% it's not, and 90% it is. That's what they say. It can tell you 100% who's not the father, and 90% who is the father.
So these days, maybe she's not a pnuya. She never got a get. Like she got divorced, never got a get, right?
Huh?
Doesn't that happen all the time nowadays? If non-religious
not
Jews,
the time,
they get married and then they get divorced and then they don't get kids.
Not in Medina Israel, not in Eretz Israel, they have to get kids.
Not in Israel, but in Kutzart.
You don't know, getting the Kedushin here is still under the Rabbanut.
Right. Kutzart is a whole thing, right?
So it'll be a whole.
Anyway.
So it'll be a whole Shaila. If regular case where a Panui and a Pnuya have, she gets pregnant and then they marry each other, the baby. If he's a Kohen,
he is Naaman to say it's my child.
He is Naaman.
Yeah, the child is. If we believe, I'm not sure. I don't remember right now. When you're married, there's an assumption that you're the father. But when you're not married, I'm trying to recall what gives him his Naamanus. Because how does he know? He shouldn't even be a Bari. He doesn't know. How do you know it's his child?
You believe her.
Maybe it's someone else's child.
Right,
you don't know.
Are you believing her?
You're believing about he wasn't Zana, you're believing I don't remember anymore where he gets with them on his own if he's not married.
At the end unless of the park, it's really yakir.
Unless he put a closed circuit TV in his house. And she didn't allow his wife to go anywhere.
Or you hired somebody like me.
Well, he hired a detective to follow her around. We had once. Oh, man. We had once a guy hired a detective. The woman hired a detective to follow her around. And they were reading the reports. He was fooling around.
Mm-hmm.
She was they brought the best of the reports, like so detailed. These guys keep. Mom is like a log. Oh, that's what you did.
Tell me anything I don't know.
Yeah, right. Insurance
companies. And pictures for certain states.
Yeah. These guys keep up with this log and you read it. Pretty embarrassing. Okay, we'll stop here. I don't know why the sugya. The sugi is very
close to your heart.
It tugs at all the memory strings. I lived in this sugi for 15 years. For 15 years I lived in the Soviet. I don't know, that's an exaggeration. I was on a bezel for 15 years. Let's call it for 10 years. For 10 years I lived in the Soviet. And a case would come up every few months. And always with a twist, with a turn, with a DNA testing, with a Bari, with a Shema, and we'd go through the whole sugi again, and how can you call Goyim Rof Ksherim Etzlo? Is there Boydekas, there's no Boydekas from Azana to say that she Bedakka looked for a Goy, even though if you're going to do it, it's wise to look for a Goy. It is wise, because that clears away all Yuchsin problems, ironically.
Not to mention Kares and Mila.
Father Goy, simple enough.
It takes away the Kares?
What? It
takes away Kares? On her?
If she's married?
If she's not married, but she's
a Oh, that's a good question. Is there an Isser Kares? I don't know what Goy's B is anyway called. Kares.
Rain of Pam.
It's called a Kares. The Rambam gives a whole. Chazal gave a whole Rosh Tevis. Nash Gaz, I think it is. It's considered a Bias Nida and a Bias Akum and a Bias Behema and a Bias. They didn't have nice things to say about it. Okay, are you waiting to talk to me? I guess not.
Yeah.
You indicated you wanted to talk to me.
Next time.
I can't help it. It's very bad. It's mamish.
No, I mean,
I lived it. It was so
now
part of my life.
The reason why it's so detailed is because many states require it down to the fine detail.